Hello，
Hello，
I'm going to be running the showcase. I'm just trying to log into Zoom right now so that I can start recording. So give me 1 minute here.
Okay, sure.
How has the day been today?
Well, we focused on fixing this one critical bug that we have. And we also spent the first 20 minutes of the day on identifying additional quick wins. And we have included them in the sprint so some other people have some stuff to work on.
Thank you. Okay, so it does say that I'm the host now. And it's recording. Okay, great. Okay, let's get started then. So today we are, this is the showcase for Sprint. What sprint are we on? Okay, great. Okay, so today we are showcasing Parrot Sprint 50. And the showcase was, or the sprint has mostly been working on regression testing and release candidate testing. So today we will work on demoing the testing that has been done, as well as giving an overview of all of the bugs that have been worked on and fixed during this sprint. So as a little overview of what has been done this past sprint, we did regression testing, and that carried over into Sprint 50. And we have found about 59 bugs. And as of right now, we have, out of the total of the 59 bugs, 10 critical that were fixed, 3 blockers that were also fixed, 25 majors, 20 minors, and then 1 trivial bug. So out of all of the 59 bugs that were found, we were able to dead 19. And there are still 25 bugs that have been moved to the bug backlog. And in our phase two regression bug testing, we did not find any regression bugs, which was great. But there were also blockers and criticals in our phase two that have since then been resolved. I also wanted to point out the testing that was done in the first phase. I think the time taken to test was the fastest that we've done by far. We have not done a regression for the past, I would say, 4 to 6 sprints before we had started. And I think it was a huge effort done by the team to get all of the testing done within a couple of days. And then also being able to identify and resolve all of these bugs in just a few days' time as well. So great job there, everyone. So does anyone have any other comments that they want to make about the testing that we've done over the past 2 sprints now?
Maybe not about testing, but I also wanted to mention that during this sprint we have closed 56 story points, which maybe isn't on the high end, but considering that some of those days during the sprint were spent on testing, on executing test cases, I think this is a reasonable number.
Great. Okay, so who wants to start showcasing first?
I can go first, I guess. Okay, can you let me know if you can see my screen?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so I have 2 bugs to talk about today. And yeah, if you want me to show any of them on the test server, just let me know. If not, I will just mention what was the issue and what was the fix. And so starting with this first one, inactive facilities are shown labelless on the view order screen. And the issue is captured here on the screenshot. So this label at the very end here in this dropdown is what was the issue. So there is something in this dropdown that doesn't have any label. And it turned out that this is actually an inactive facility. And it turned out that the problem was that when the user log in to the system, only the active facilities were cached in the local storage on user's computer. So if the UI was to display an inactive facility, it wasn't able to find that in the local storage. So it only receives UUID from the backend. It couldn't match it in the local storage to any name. So it just wasn't displaying anything. The change that was made is that on user login, we are now caching all the facilities, no matter if they are active or inactive. And this resolved problem here on the dropdown with the names not displaying. There was also a short discussion as a part of this ticket, whether actually maybe not as a part of this, but this is somehow related to another ticket with inactive facilities. And it's worth mentioning that we have decided it should be possible to assign roles to inactive facilities, specifically the fulfillment roles. So this is one of those bugs that were fixed. And another bug that was fixed is that the most recent requisition is not showing first on the view screen. And we have a screenshot for that as well. So on view requisitions, we have that column that displays date initiated. And this view is sorted by the date initiated. This is the only available sort for the screen. And so it should be displaying the requisitions from the most recently initiated one to the least recently initiated one, but it wasn't the case. We have found out that the problem here was that one column was used to do the actual sorting and another was used to display this date on the UI. So the fix was that both the sorting and what is displayed here is the same date. And this resolves the problem that we had. And so the question is, would you want to see one of those bugs or both of them on the test server?
I'm okay if we just continue to move forward.
Okay. So that's for me. And I guess, Pavel, do you want
to
continue?
Okay.
So let me stop sharing and here we go.
Okay, you can see my screen. So I'll start. The first ticket was about broken search and turning on the other screens. There were two problems and it was related to checking and write of a user. So the first problem was if we search for requesting facility for supplying facility that we don't have write for. We searched for this. It returned all possible orders instead of only orders that are for that supply facility. And the second issue was if we didn't get right for the right, and we choose a supply facility, for example, this one, and then we choose some requesting facility, and we don't have pod right for that requesting facility. Everything was shown on the page instead of only that facilities that are selected. So this was fixed this way that Sebastian described in the comments. We can have a rise for supplying facility or for requesting facility, and only one write is enough to show some order. And yeah, and now it shows everything like it should. I think it's all from this.
So I should also mention as a part of this ticket that currently what should be displayed on the view orders is quite complicated due to all the POD shipment and order rights. This is kind of caused by the tech debt that we have both on backend and on the UI. But we also have some tickets to refactor this. And if we do that in the future, then this will be less complicated. Hopefully we will only be using the view order rights to display orders and each resource will be using its own right. That's it.
Okay, so next one. This was performance of approval. This ticket I took over from Mateusz, who starts working this. And after when this ticket was checked by Johnson, the numbers on are very similar to numbers that were for 3.2.1. But I think these numbers can be improved. So I created some tickets as follow up. So we can work on this after after release. Yeah, I think I will move to the next one. Facility CCA status is an helpful information when there is no CCE for this personal facility. So this bug was about we have a very a lot of unnecessary things on that component, like RTM alert icon or some popover, and currently what we have is only we don't have any popover or anything like this. We have only an icon, a red icon, and a label no CC track at this facility. So it's more clean for end user.
Looks good.
So the next one was about a wrong link in stockout notification email. The cause of this bug was we changed some things on UI because previously we required some params like facility or program, but they are no longer required because UI can get program or facility directly from Stockart. So this one URL is not no longer valid. So what I do was change the in message body of the email this long URL to the short one. The next bug, pagination issues on Farkle or the screen. This is a very quick win. We were missing the page and size in the URL of Farkle orders. This thing, and we didn't change, for example, what size we want of the product grid, and now we can change it directly from URL, change page number and also size. And this it's the same as for other screens, so it sounds consistent. And I will move to the next one. Part was about order view was giving grant access to fulfilled order screens. And on the other hand, the shipment edit, right, didn't grant that access. So what I do was change order view to shipment edit, right? So any of the rights shipment view and shipment edit give us access to fully orders screen, and any other right doesn't grant anything, any access. Yeah. And the last part, an equipment button was not visible on the search buttons. Maybe I will show this. very quick. So right now, even if we don't select here a program, we can choose here key guard equipment, and we can select here programs that are available, and before my changes it wasn't working because it was checking permissions for facilitating program, but we didn't have choose any program yet, so the function was doing a false. And now it only checks for if we have applied for any program and any facility. And I think it will be all from me. Do you want to see anything else or have any other question?
I just had a question about the wrong link in stockout notification email again. So this bug only happened when you were the administration user, or
no, it wasn't relevant to the, I think, for any user, it wasn't working.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misread this. The link in the email was wrong.
Yeah.
I remember this one now.
Hey, anything else, anyone?
I guess I can continue.
Okay.
Okay, let's find this green button. Can you see my screen?
Yes, we can see your screen.
Okay, so during this sprint, I have only completed three bugs. I was mainly focusing on doing the regression testing. So the first one is about supplying facility dropdown displaying only warehouses on the supply line list screen. So this was overlooked when we were changing this behavior, and it was pretty easy to fix it. I only had to remove one attribute from the configuration object. Now it will show all the facilities instead of only warehouses. The second one is a request being request URI. Yeah. Being too large, this was fixed by splitting it into multiple shorter requests. To actually do this, I kind of copied what Łukasz did for the backend. So now if the your A I is too large, it will be split into multiple separate requests, and once those requests are completed, the results will be merged into single response, just like, and the response will basically look the same way it would look if we didn't split the request at all. And The last one was a really small one, which was the header on the manage proof of delivery screen not displaying the facility name and program name. It was, I believe, it was changed during one of the refactors we had on that screen and was overlooked. So I restored that. Should I showcase any of the bugs, or do you want to move forward?
Let's just keep moving forward.
Okay, so who wants to continue? Okay, I will let Mateusz continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, works, yeah. Okay, so today I have only 4 tickets to show. The first one was about filtering the orders by period start and end date. So the problem was with the firstly with the pagination on the order endpoint. So this was fixed. And also, I've added the end date parameter to the processing period search endpoint. So now it works fine. The next one is about removing the template column from. Editing programs. So let me just quickly show it. Okay, I don't have. Programs, yeah. So as you can see, there is no requisition template column anymore. So this was fixed. Next one is about null values in emergency requisitions. So as you can see, you could actually submit a requisition without providing requested quantity, and this was due to visibility of how this column was called, the calculated order quantity, but actually it was visible only in template, but not on the screen, because the columns visible on the emergency requisition screen are fixed. So we have only these 4 columns showing. So now for the emergency requisitions, the requested quantity and requested quantity explanation for the full supply products are always required.
Can you demo this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So let me just create emergency acquisition. So let me just add a product, number, quantity explanation. So as you can see, if I remove it, now it is impossible to submit a requisition. So if I, yeah, so now we have requested quantity, no explanation. This also won't work. And now the requisition is submitted. Yeah.
Great, thanks.
No problem. So the last one is about the forgot password model. So maybe I can quickly show it. So after we click the forgot password link, and if you want to go back to the login model, and now it is working absolutely fine, but it was showing the error model. So now it does not. So it was fixed, and I would say this is everything from me. So who wants to continue?
Yeah, I can continue.
Here we go.
Okay, can you see my screen?
Yep, I can see your screen.
Okay. So in this sprint, I closed 6 tickets. Most of them are bugs. So here we go. The first bug was that when user tried to add a new reason, it gave a null pointer exception and 500 error, like this one. And the problem is that we modified the backend, but we forgot to change the UI. So the solution was simply modify the request body from something like that to something like this one. Move on. Next one was that after some changes of shipment and POD model, the pickpack list report was broken. It was fixed, and currently it looks like this if all line items in the shipment have 0 in the shipped quantity. We also add the disclaimer that to inform why this report is empty. And if we provide some data to line items, the reports look like this one. It's quite similar to the UI version. The next one was that the requisition save taken too much time. I found that we have too much calls to database and other services like reference data. The number of those calls has been decreased, and currently it takes something about 30 seconds and less. Next one. Yep. And this one, it was reported from the Malawi team. So it was unable to open the legacy orders because of we add a new fields, and those fields have a null value in the database, I suppose. In the end, we decided to modify the migration. So the person who create is the person who last update the order. The same is like with the date. We also assume that those two fields are always set, so there's no need to be there's no need to accept a null value. So now database checks this condition. Next bug was that there was no notification. There was also some errors in the logs. The fix was quite easy. We simply incorrectly call reference endpoint. I thought that fix everything, go back on as it should. And the last one was task about replacing the Swagger to the more native solution like API console. So this is example of API console for reference data. So we have a list of endpoints. We can click off any endpoint. We have description, parameters, and so on. We can also try to execute it. I will check. It should work. It should still work. Yep. So we have request parameters, response, and the response body. And basically, that's everything. Do you have any questions? If not, then I pass the ball to the Claudio.
No questions. Okay. Can you see my screen?
Yep, we can see your screen.
Okay, so the first two tickets was about endless loading after some actions, and generally it was caused by trying to close loading model before it's actually opened. So I fix it here. Next one is about default order statuses, and we have fulfilling and ordered status by default, and we have an X here, so it looks weird because we have one filter and we don't know where it is. Here I removed these statuses from default URL, and it's that X is not displayed. Next one is about no exclamation mark when date is not selected on stock adjustments. And here I've only added required attribute in the HTML. Next one, here I only added a disable edition program code when the program is created. So in addition, when user create a program, this input is editable. Next one is about incorrect number of facility types on a requisition template list. It was caused by yes, I forget the word. Yeah, that's it. Here we try to find that inactive facility on the list of all facilities and there were only active facilities, so it's empty. And now it works properly.
So I should mention that we made a decision to not display inactive facility types like anywhere, other than maybe for the purpose of like legacy data. But we think that the use case that someone would turn the facility type to be inactive is that they don't want to use it anywhere in the system. And we couldn't find of any other use case, so that's why we made this decision.
So when the admin is on that screen that Claudia was just showing, and let's say they've made a facility inactive, but it is already assigned to a requisition template, do they see that inactive facility to remove from the list, or
is it removed? No, yeah. It's not displayed.
Okay.
And it's about the facility type, right? Not the
right, facility type, yes. Yeah.
Right. So I'll make it inactive. And go to the requisition template and it's not here.
Did this already have the provincial store?
Yeah.
Signed?
If I check this again and go to the requisition template, it's for. And we have it here.
Okay, good.
Okay, and the next one was related with the inactive facilities, and there was something wrong. And when we have inactive facility on that list, the newly created facility doesn't display there. So I can show you this. I will add a new facility type. And go to the requisition template, maybe here. And here we have this new facility.
That's good.
And that's it.
Claudia, can you show me the create facility type model really quick?
Yeah.
Is the facility type display order required?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It has a default value, right?
Probably.
Okay. I was just confused that you didn't input anything and it let you create, but that's okay.
And I had a question about the offline bugs that you worked on, Claudia. What was the cause of those, the endless loading?
We tried to close that loading model before it was actually open.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. No, I don't have anything. Okay. So that's it. So I believe it's everything from us.
Okay, great. Wow, that was pretty fast. Okay, if no one has anything else to share, I believe that's the end of our showcase. Can we talk really quickly about the status of the release candidate?
Yeah, we can. So I think that the status is pretty much what Nicolem has posted yesterday. So we have that ticket, one critical bug that I think Nicolem said it will probably take about 2 or 3 days. So in order to release another release candidate, we need to fix that one.
Okay, and today and tomorrow, are there enough bugs that are either small or quick wins that the team is able to work on?
So we have reviewed the bugs today. We have included some of them in the sprint. If we run out, I guess we will just keep looking for another quick wins with the major priority.
Okay.
And also, if you have any suggestions, then you can, of course, let us know.
Yeah, there are a few that I can tag you in, Sebastian, that are related to the printouts. But I have, I'm just concerned that because they are prints, those tickets usually aren't very quick. But for example, there is one where the, for the emergency requisitions, this was found during regression, but the emergency requisitions, when you print, the products are not in order by category.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. I think we have seen it today as well.
Yeah.
I think you can go ahead and tag me in some of them. I think we can review quickly tomorrow and see.
Okay.
There's enough capacity. Also, we will check in about this ticket, the critical bug that we have in progress, and see how much more it will take, and then you know we can decide whether we can include that or not.
Right. Okay. And Nicodem, if you have any concerns related to that ticket that you would like to talk about or mentioned today, I am going to be checking in with Mary Jo and Brandon on the status of that ticket, and again, if we should continue.
Yes, so I think the estimate is still valid. I think I should be working on it tomorrow and on Friday, most likely. So I'm not sure whether I have anything more to add about this. I was working on reworking the adjustment screen, as it's not really matching our style guide, and the custom had some custom behavior on the grid, so I had to remove that, and I will be now focusing on displaying the errors on the pagination.
Okay, well, if that is everything, then thank you, everyone, and have a great day.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
The book triage is in 1 hour, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Talk to you in 1 hour. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.